Shalom, brethren. This is Brother James Veremu from the Republic of Zimbabwe. We are down here in the southern part of Africa. And I want to thank God that I've been privileged to speak to you from whichever continent or corner of the earth you are. May the blessings of Almighty God rest upon you, even as we look into the Word of God and we share in this our daily devotion. I solicit your prayers that the Lord may lead us through, for at the end of the day, it must be God and not man. So may God bless you richly as we look into the scriptures upon which we are founded, and God has revealed his grace and his glory to us through the written word. Even as Paul says, there's no one who is greater than that which is written. And our Lord Jesus Christ, when he confronted the enemy, he said, it is written. So as we look into the word, may the blessings of God that you are upon the writer be upon you as you hear what the scripture says. We just want to turn in our Bibles, and I want to read from the second book of Chronicles. In chapter 7, we want to read the first 3 verses. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because of the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the people, or all the children of Israel, saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. May the Lord richly bless the reading of the word. We just want to speak, the Lord giving us the grace, on the subject of the glory of God. In one of the Psalms, David wrote, how excellent is thy name, because God has always shown his glory, and we are even called to manifest that glory of God. So here we see the third king of Israel, King Solomon. He built a house for the Lord, a house of stone. And when he had completed the house and had put the Ark of the Covenant into its place in the house of the Lord, he brought sacrifices, and the priests laid the sacrifices on the altar, and they were supposed to put fire so that the sacrifice could be consumed and the sweet-smelling fervor would go up to God. But here we see that when Solomon had made an end of prayer, the Bible says the fire of the Lord came down and consumed the sacrifice. The fire of God came down and the glory of the Lord filled the house. Now here we see the glory of the Lord is the manifestation of God, the glory of the Lord. Excuse me. It is the personification of the great eternal God who cannot be seen or touched. But he chose to show forth who he is and the essence of the great Elohim is shown here as the glory comes down. And the Bible here says it came down and filled the house. So we can see now God is being in tabernacled in a house of stone, showing forth his glory. So, as I said, this glory of God is the personification of God, of the great Elohim himself. He's showing forth and bringing down even to the ability of the people to see and to feel the presence and the great power of this great eternal one. It is God who created heaven and earth. It is God who is in tabernacled in heaven itself, surrounded by the seraphims, worshipped by the angels, and as Paul puts it, he abides in glory that cannot be approached, in that great light which cannot be approached. But here God chose to come down into a house of stone, that his glory may be felt, may be seen. So really, who is this God? What is he portraying and putting across that we may see? What do we get out of this? And we all know that God doesn't do anything that is outside himself, because everything he does is after the purpose of his own will. As Paul puts it, that he counseled within himself. And whatever now we see is the ultimatum. It is the exhaustion of God's counsel as he counseled within himself. I would just like to look into the book of Psalms. We just want to read, maybe if we can, from verse 4 of book of Psalms, chapter 113. It says, "The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set himself with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord." Now here David shows forth, or he puts across, that excuse me, the Lord is above all nations, and his glory is above heaven itself. So we have the nations here down on the earth, and we have heaven as the dwelling place, as the abode of God. And God and his glory is above all this. But David here says, though the glory is above heaven. He humbles himself to behold heaven and earth. So when he looks at his work, it says in verse 6, who humbled himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. The glory of God is above the heavens. So that means when he wants to behold heaven and wants to behold the earth, he must just look down because his glory is above. Yet here the scripture says he humbles himself to look at the work of his own hands, and he has to lift his head to look up to see even the things that are in the earth, which are supposed to be, the earth are supposed to be his footstool. Yet when he wants to behold his glory, when he wants to look at the things that are in the earth, he humbles himself. So now what we are looking at is that God shows forth his humility as he manifests his greatness. The greatness of God is shown in humility. Because here is God who dwells in heaven, and Solomon built a house made by man. Just look at it. It was not angels that hewed the stones. It was not angels who were the masons. It was not angels who built that house. It was man who have their own failures. It was man who were not perfect. They put up this structure and God comes down because it was built after the pattern of his own will. And God then comes down and then he shows and manifests his greatness in this lowly house of stone. That is the glory of God now brought down into something that is earthly, something that is composed of earth, because stones are just the earth. We look at this greatness, and maybe we can go to the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 8, where God is giving some enlightenment to the people of Israel about how they pass through the wilderness. Chapter 8, in verse 2, he says, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. So here we see, God shows his humility as he manifests his greatness. So, upon the people of Israel, God says they were a people like the Lord tells them, I think it is in chapter 7. Let's just go to chapter 7, the same book of Deuteronomy. In verse 7, it says, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. So it is not the greatness of Israel that caused God to choose or to select them from all the nations of the earth. It was not that greatness. So we can see the essence of God, how God shows his greatness and his glory. It is not something that is glorious. It is not in something that is magnificent. It is in the lowly things. That's why in chapter 8, he says, I humbled you to show forth, so that out of you can come out the reality or the truthfulness of following the word of God, the life of worshiping God. It came upon Israel not because of their greatness, not because of their great achievements. Now, these are people who later on went and inhabited the land where there were all those mighty nations, the Philistines, the Amalekites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and those sons of Anak, great people, which Israel went and conquered. But God, he revealed himself, or he showed forth himself, not in the greatness acquired by the people when they entered that land and fought and won battles. But here, he puts them through the wilderness. He humbles them until they were not anything that could be looked upon as glorious. There were a few people wandering in the wilderness. They had no shape and they had no form. They had no earthly king over them. They had no splendor of the earth upon them. It was a people who were humbled, who were provided their daily food by the grace of God. And here it says that God should show them that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So really our life is not a result of our achievements, our greatness, but it is by the word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So for us to be anything, for us to live, for us to show forth anything, it is not by our ability, but it is through the humility that we are. You know, it's just like Paul says, that Jesus Christ came down to save sinners, and I am chief of the sinners. I'm the greatest sinner. But God came down to show forth his greatness and his love when he bestowed that love upon us, though unworthy. But it all boils down to the fact that God wants to show his glory, like he did in the temple. It was there where he came down in that glory, in that fire, consumed the sacrifice. And that is what caused the people to worship God. And again, the result of that was people not standing up with their heads up, not standing up, showing forth their glory, but they all fell down and bowed before God and glorified God. So it is this great God now showing forth his glory in that humble way of coming down into a house that is made of stone, which brings the people also to that humble state of bowing before God and worshiping God. So the greatness of God, it is not in the greatness of the things of the earth. It is not in the greatness of a people, but it is in that humble state. And the great God, he even humbles himself to come down to manifest himself in this humble place, to bring the people to their true being, that they are subjects to the word of God. So this is how God deals with us. Maybe before we continue, maybe in later portions, let's just for today excuse me, conclude by reading the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians in chapter 2, we'll just read verses 5 to 8. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, but took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Here we see, to give the world the greatest gift, which is salvation, the Almighty God came down into flesh. And he demonstrated his greatness in the humble things that he did. Christ Jesus, though being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Yet, he himself took upon himself the form of a servant. He became low. He is the God who fills all heaven. He comes down, the God who created all things and is above all things. He came down, excuse me, to be a servant, to wash fishermen's feet, to wash sinners' feet. He humbled himself. But in that humility, he was showing forth the greatness of God. That's how God demonstrated his glory and his greatness, by coming down. And we all know the greatest curse that was put upon humanity, even all the living things on this earth, is death. Death came upon all because of sin. Death is the greatest punishment or the greatest thing that can be bestowed upon sin. Yet God himself, in the form of a servant, in Jesus Christ, he took upon himself that curse of death to show forth who he is and his greatness. So we thank the Lord even this morning, as God takes us through the day, as we ponder upon this greatness of God, and as we look at ourselves, and we may ask ourselves, like Moses did, who am I, that this great God would show forth what he showed forth upon me. May the grace of Almighty God be with you as we continue in this day, in our daily chores. Be blessed. Amen.